I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to this edition of Run with Coach Parry. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. And we are recording this just as the coach has arrived back from Australia for the Commonwealth Games. It's been a good one for Team South Africa and particularly the triathlon team who the coach was over there with. Lindsay, welcome back to SA. I know you're probably still in Gold Coast time, but it was a great trip and even better to come back with a gold for Team South Africa.
Yeah, look, it was really cool. It was a pity we couldn't back that up with a good performance in the relay, but Henry was pretty awesome to watch on the day, and Richard kept it pretty interesting until the very end, so it looked for a while like we might get bag two medals there, but yeah, it's just really good to be involved with that, as always, and the rest of the team also did amazingly well. I think it's pretty close to a record haul for us, so it really was a good Commonwealth Games.
Absolutely. Lindsay, today's question's got to do with one-on-one coaching, and we've been chatting a little bit about one-on-one coaching here on the podcast and on the videos over the last few weeks and months, and obviously it's something that we offer at coachparry.com. We've got a couple of coaches that work alongside you that do one-on-one coaching, but we get a lot of questions from athletes saying, is it just for elite athletes? Is it for the likes of the Caroline Vossmans and the Vian Sulvalts and those sort of athletes, or can average everyday working full-time, 80 hours a week if you have to, athletes benefit from one-on-one coaching? Is it just for the elite, or is it across the board?
Well, look, I would argue that it's less for the elite and more for the general population. General population have limited time. They've got time constraints, be it work and or family. So you've got limited time. And then to use that time optimally and get the best out of the time available so that you can perform the best on race day, that's really the point of coaching. So it's about getting the right mix of intensity so that when you run easy, you in fact are running easy enough. It's about running hard enough when the time comes, and it's about putting those sessions in places relative to each other so that you do get the most out of each session, to use a bit of a cliche, but no, coaching is absolutely for everyone. And look, coaches really get a kick out of watching athletes improve. So while it's really fun, and there is quite a lot of pressure trying to get people to win races or gold medals and get on the podium, there's also like a seriously good sense of satisfaction when a client goes from an 11:45 to a 10:45 or 10:30 to almost a Bill Rowan. And I mean, I have had clients that have gone from finishing in the last 15 minutes of Comrades to running an 8:56 Comrade. So days like that are almost as good as watching your athletes winning Comrades. So, no, look, coaching is for everybody. And for anybody who's actually serious about getting them the most out of their leisure time, that really is exactly who coaching is for.
Lindsay, what should someone look for in a coach when they are thinking of going the one-on-one coaching route?
Look, that's, I guess, a slightly tougher question, because some of it certainly is linked to personality. And I think you need to ask yourself, what do you want out of a coach, and what sort of and what level of attention do you want out of a coach, and how do you want to get that information out of a coach? I think those are the kind of questions you need to ask yourself. If you need to have a lot of face contact time, then you've got to look around close to where you are, get a coach that is on track side and is going to spend a lot of time with you on the road, perhaps. If you don't need that level of hand-holding, but what you're really looking for is someone with loads of experience, people that have dealt with a broad range of people and abilities, and you know that person is going to take a look at where you are now, and as you go along, keep having a look at various things. I mean, we can nowadays we can train with power, heart rate, speed, but you want somebody who's really going to take note of what you have been doing, what you are doing, and adjusting that so that we get the best out of where you're going. Somebody with a good knowledge of running injuries and where to go and how to get running injuries sorted out, and hopefully somebody who knows how to help you prevent those injuries. That's really, for me, would be a key contributing factor. And then even though most of us are fairly self-driven and self-motivated, a coach who knows how to motivate you at the right time. So you don't want a cheerleader, or maybe you do want a cheerleader. That does have a place. But you want somebody who knows at the right times when you need some encouragement, or when you need to basically be told that you are now loafing or taking chances or cutting corners.
Lindsay, as far as the type of coaching that people get, obviously there's one-on-one coaching and then there's one-on-one coaching. And we see it so often where a coach will take on 100, 200 athletes. And you know very well that to give someone the attention that they really need and deserve, having that many athletes on your book, it's virtually impossible to really do tailor-made packages and sort of tweak programs for that specific athlete. How important is it as an athlete to have coaching that is specifically tailored for you, as opposed to a cookie-cutter approach to get the best out of you as an athlete?
Look, once you've got structure in your life, so a cookie-cutter training program will give you structure, and structure will see you improve. But once you've got that structure, then the improvements start to come a little harder to come by, but they then really become about the detail. And the detail is, how well do you handle high intensity workouts? How long do you need to recover between those high intensity workouts? How hard do those need to be? Are you a person who needs to do a lot of work at or around threshold, or are you a person who needs to do the majority of your work at very low intensities? And those are the sort of details that you only get in a true monitored one-on-one environment, because those are things we can only learn as a coach works with an athlete. There aren't really simple tests that we can do to say, yes, you're a kind of athlete that's going to respond to this kind of training and require this amount of recovery. Those are little things that, as we watch you train and have a look at heart rate responses, have a look at recovery times, listen to the way that you speak to us about how you're feeling, we can then figure out where you fall on that spectrum and how much mileage is good for you, when doing too much mileage is actually going to start compromising your training.
I'm obviously a huge fan of one-on-one coaching, but let's be honest, one-on-one coaching isn't for everyone. Who is one-on-one coaching not for?
Well, one-on-one coaching, I would say, is really only for people who do not like to be told what to do, people who don't listen. And I must qualify that and say that that's not to say you can't question. In fact, questioning is good, because anyone who's telling you what to do should be able to tell you why they want you to do what they're doing, and that'll also help you to understand what you're doing. But there are people that just don't like being told what to do. They are quite happy to mix and mash and change the program, and if there's a in their mind a better training option going with their buddies, we'll shoot off and do that, then you're wasting your time and money with one-on-one coaching. I mean, at the end of the day, if the race doesn't work out, you as an individual and the coach need to be accountable to that and to figure out what went wrong. And if you aren't sticking to what has been asked of you, well, then what you're doing is putting the lack of performance squarely on your own lap and making it very difficult to try and figure out exactly what went wrong, besides the fact that you don't listen.
Lindsay, if somebody had to ask you about your coaching philosophy, you personally and CoachParry.com as a business, how would you describe the coaching philosophy at CoachParry.com?
Look, so we try to get a high-touch weekly interactions. In other words, you know once a week, the coach will go through what you have done, where we are trying to go. I believe that within reason, the more that we can run, the better we will run. And one of the ways to allow us to run more in the time that we've got available is to make sure that those sessions are done in the right training zones. And that means that a lot of the work is done at quite low aerobic levels. And so my base philosophy is that the stronger your aerobic system is, the better you'll be able to perform over a range of distances, from 5Ks to ultra marathons, and it will allow you to do your high intensity sessions in the way that they're intended.
What, one thing if I could add there as well, Lindsay, obviously with it being a very high touch sort of one-on-one coaching, our coaches, yourself included, only have 24 hours in the day, and they can only take on a certain amount of athletes. So it is impossible. I mean, we get requests all the time from athletes just wanting to work with you, but unfortunately, that can't be the case. So we've got a whole bunch of coaches that work for CoachPerry.com that train and coach with Lindsay and with the same philosophy. And you're in very good hands. I don't know if you want to add anything about the sort of group of coaches that we've got and the caliber of coaches that they are.
Yeah, look, they've all been handpicked. Marcus, in particular, I've worked with for a good number of years. And over the last decade, I have mentored and worked with a lot of coaches. And Marcus, for me, has come the closest to using a very similar philosophy without just being a robot and copy and pasting the programs that I've seen. But also the other thing that I really like about Marcus in particular is that he does still often pull me in and ask my advice we problem solve things together. And then on the cycling side, Devlin's really come a long way, and he has got some pretty good elite athletes of his own that are doing quite well nationally. And I've employed a new young triathlete coach, Rudolf Nordier, who's still doing pretty well and making his way at 70.3, but in terms of qualifications, comes from a very similar background to what I do, and has loads of racing experience, and I've been coaching him for almost a decade. So I'm pretty sure that a lot of my coaching philosophies have rubbed off on him, and that's really it. We don't want to grow into a 15-20 coach business. But we want to make sure that our guys know what they're doing, that I'm comfortable handing anybody over to them. And then we need to make sure that everybody's happy in the company.
Absolutely. If you'd like to find out more about that coaching, the website to get to is coachperry.com/coaching. That's coachperry.com/coaching. I'll put the link in the show notes as well. It'll also be below this piece of content as well. That's coachperry.com/coaching. Don't forget, if you'd like to get questions in as well, head over to Coach Perry on Facebook. You can get those questions asked there. And also be sure to join our Facebook group to get the help you need. That is, just head over to coachperry.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you straight to our Facebook group. Lindsay, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time today.
Cool. We'll chat soon.